a revelation. I'm saying a possession of a spiritual reality, something that is real in the environment of the Holy Ghost. You can possess it.
Revival Hub International is a fellowship of believers with a desire to establish the kingdom of our Lord through the intense working of the Holy Spirit.
Let men that speak, speak as the oracles of the living God. Men that have touched the cause.
This message by God's servant Apostle Dudich will bring you quickening and transformation by the Holy Spirit.
Spirit of the Sovereign Lord, would you come and make your presence known, reveal the glory of the living God. Spirit of the Sovereign Lord, would you come and make your presence known, reveal the glory of the living God. Spirit of the Sovereign Lord, would you come and make your presence known, reveal the glory of the living God. Let the weight of your glory cover us. Let the life of your let the truth of your kingdom reign in us. Let the weight of your glory, let the weight of your glory fall. Spirit of the Sovereign Lord, would you come and make your presence known, reveal the glory of the living God. Spirit of the Sovereign Lord, would you come and make your presence known, reveal glory of the living God. Let the weight of your glory cover us. Let the life of your river flow. This next one is the most important. Let the truth of your kingdom reign in us. Let the way of your glory, let the way your glory fall. Only the presence and glory of God can transform. The letter kill it. The letter kill it. The letter kill it. Spirit of the Sovereign Lord, would you come and make your presence known, reveal the glory of the living God. Spirit of the Sovereign Lord, would you come and make your presence known, reveal glory of the living God. Let's do it three more times. Spirit of Sovereign Lord, come and make presence known, reveal the glory of the living God. Spirit of the Sovereign Lord, would you come and make presence known, reveal the glory of the living God. Spirit of the Sovereign Lord, would you come and make
presence not revealed, the glory of the living God. Let the weight of your glory cover us. Let the life of your river flow.
Thank you, Jesus.
Rain in us. Let the weight of your glory. Let the weight of your glory. Sovereign Lord, would you come and make your presence known, reveal the glory of the living God. Spirit of the Sovereign Lord, would you come and make your presence known, reveal the glory of the living God. Let the weight of your glory cover us. Let the light of your river flow. Let the truth of your King rain in us. And
there is somebody here under the sound of my voice. Maintain the sound. You have a heart condition. And as I'm speaking now, the Lord is healing you in the name of Jesus Christ. Yeah. There's somebody, it looks as if something sits on your head and it troubles you on your head. Something is sitting on your head. You cannot explain it. As I'm speaking now, that thing is lifting and you are free in the name of Jesus Christ. Yeah. Somebody here, you have, God is healing you of a pain around your thigh. You are healed and delivered in the mighty name of Jesus. Just release a little. Let's continue from our consideration of the law and God's righteousness. Let's see Romans chapter 3 verse 19. If you are there, say amen. If you are not there, say wait for us. We are waiting. Now we know, even though many times as I've often said, that if Paul says, now we know, I don't know how many people is in that class. That classification is different. He said, now we know. But it's obvious that we don't know as we ought. Now we know that what things soever the law saith, it saith to them who are what? Who does he speak to? Who does the Lord speak to? Now we know that what things soever the Lord saith, it saith to them who are under what?
The Lord.
That every mouth may be stopped and all the world may become guilty before God. One of the fundamental things about the ministry of Paul, Jasper, is that he lifted common things, or supposedly the things that the Jews took for granted, he lifted it up and actually revealed the real implications of it. They took a lot of things for granted and they don't know the implications of what they are serving. Serving the people, serving their generations and consequent generations. The things that God has rejected and judged, they are holding on to it tight. I want to compare Romans chapter 3 and Galatians chapter 3. They're basically saying the same thing in different ways. So Paul is trying to show them, you don't even know what you are joking with. You think it's a small matter we are discussing. That the very matter you are trying to see, you see, Paul is saying, first of all, it is not only that God rejected the matter of the law. It is also the fact that you cannot even combine the law. There are Jews that got born again. Is that not true? And many of them that got born again, they found it hard to separate themselves from the ordinances of the law. Okay? But they have accepted Jesus. So, they have a basic challenge. Is there a way that the two of them can what? Coexist. You are correct. You are with me. So, Paul is trying to say, you don't even know what you are desiring. It's like setting a man free. He's trying to get back into the place of his prison. He said, now, the reason why I'm telling you is because if, you know, Paul came to some point in the book of Galatians. He now decided that it looks as if some people want to be bound to some measure. He said, but what I will not allow you to do, is to allow my people to be bound as you are bound. You can decide to mix the law and grace. You can decide to concoct a mixture. I cannot do anything now. At least you have been born again. So at least somehow you might be able to make heaven. We don't know whether you will. Because from the utterance of he was too brutal. His words were too strong. But I understand why he was that strong. As I was telling you people yesterday, are you with me? He knew where he was picked up from. Like if there is anybody that should boast concerning any empowerment or anything that can come as a result of perfecting your participation in the law, Paul said he should be one. He should be the top. You know now, Philippians chapter 3. Is that not true? He said he was circumcised on the eighth day, the stock of the Jews, and he said of my religion, I was of the strict Pharisees. Circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of what? Benjamin. And and Hebrew of what? Hebrew. Is there anything like that? If you're a Hebrew, you should be a Hebrew. But Paul said there is a Hebrew among Hebrews. That he is there. And there is such a thing like that. Just like saying Dennis is an Igbo man and me an Igbo man. So I'm an Igbo man of an Igbo man. Him, he's an Igbo man of I don't know where. Of diaspora. So there are some people that has never visited their village before. They don't know how to speak their language. They don't know anything about. So such men, we cannot throw them away. You are still a member of a tribe. But when some people appear, hey, there is a way you will speak. People will know that you are an Igbo man, not just an Igbo man, you are from this town. When I was in DMJS that time. JS1, the seniors called me and asked me a question. I answered them. As soon as I said Ohomasi Neonye Nne, we are coming here. Then I added other ones. Ohomusukelana. And many other. Me, I was thinking I was okay. And it's the same thing. There is a way you speak your Yoruba. They will know you are not born in Lagos. They will know you are born in the interiors of Ekiti State. The interiors of Oyo State. The interiors of Osun State. The interiors. You just managed to smuggle yourself out. The thing is still on you. With your tribal marks. Oh my God. Are you with me?
Yes,
that's what Paul is claiming. He's trying to say, even those people amongst the circumcision that are born again, that is claiming that they should go and mix the law and grace, he's trying to tell them, if anybody should be pushing that agenda, he should be the one. Because he's trying to tell them, even, are you getting it? Just go and just do this, the book of Romans, as if you are reading a novel, as if you are reading a book. Remove all the chapters. Remove chapter, just read it. He's trying to tell them there that even if we start counting according to the law, even you people saying this are not qualified. I used to know you. I hope you know that by rating, where will you rate people like Peter? Where will you rate the foundational apostles of Jesus? I'm not the one saying it. It's the scripture said it. They took knowledge of them and found out that they are ignorant men. Ignorance in the Jewish context, are you with me? It's not that you don't know anything, but you are bereft of the education of the Torah. So you are an ignorant man, and it will reflect in your living of the content of the law. But Paul himself is a master in this. But he came to the point and said, this thing you are rushing, I entered the height, and that's not where God is going. And it is not just that's not where God is going. It is completely standing against what God is doing. You can't choose it and choose what God is doing, because that is the very thing stopping what God is doing. If you are with me so far, say amen.
Amen.
If you are with me so far, say amen.
Amen.
Remember, we have been progressing. So if you just join me now, if this is the first thing you are hearing about this, our teaching on the gospel, it might take you a little while to adjust, because we have already discussed some things extensively which are foundational to our moving forward. Kai, you are giving us birthday projection today, you know. Now we know that what things soever the law saith, he said to them who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped and all the world may become guilty before who?
God.
Next verse. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in who? Whose sight? Just pay attention to scripture. As I'm reading it, if you have a Bible mind, you will grab heavy things already. Therefore, by the deeds of the law. So the law demands a doing. It demands action. It demands works. Say after me, works. Remember that the context of our endeavor is the gospel. And part of the reason why we have gotten to this point is to define certain things. Remember, we started with the depravity of man and all those things. And these are because of the fact that man is now in sin. After this one now, the next thing we are moving is, because once the law has done its work, the next thing is to ask for a savior. The next thing is to ask for a redeemer. Am I correct? Because we have found out that the law could not do anything. If there is anything it did, it made us... Paul said when he was trying to revive himself a little. That's what Paul said. He said, I'm trying to revive myself a little. What did the law do? He killed me totally. The law. So the cry he made in chapter 7 is a cry for a redeemer. Is that not true? Once we get to our teaching organically, when there is a cry for a redeemer, we step into the next level of this teaching. But should I tell you? Now, this is what I'm trying to tell you. Many times, we teach righteousness without exploring the matter of sin very well. You see, people think that when you ignore speaking about the matter of sin, it completely deals with it. No. You will rather appreciate righteousness far, far, far more if accurately the matter of what sin did and can do is properly presented, and all the schematics that is behind the sin working. The same thing with the law. There is nothing purposeless in God. Because Paul said at some point, he asked, is the law bad? He said, no, that is even holy. I said, I don't understand. If you see, as I will try to show us a few purposes of the law. Why did God even bring it? Sometimes, if God wants you to truly understand your need of grace, he will allow you to experience the blows of the law. And it has not stopped even till today. Okay? There are many aspects of our life that we still think ourselves sufficient. The only thing that can teach us to put our sufficiency on God is to receive blows from the law. If the law hits you, you have not properly cried for grace. You know, you can say, Lord, your grace, your grace, your grace. But what you are just talking about, what you just meant is, I'm doing well, just add a little for me. I'm doing well, just add a little for me. That's not what we're talking about. They will bring the cane on you. Listen to me. You need to hear this, my teaching. If not, one day in your walk with God, Satan will trap you on the wall. And you'll be thinking, you will do everything that you know. You know all this, you press this, but none of them will work. The only thing that we work on that day is how much you are grounded in the gospel of the grace of the things that God has done to exterminate every possibility of you being able to do anything. If you understand labor, you don't understand grace. You will labor in vain. You will work so hard and see nothing. As you are working hard, you are making God angry. It's not just that you will not see anything, but as you are working hard, what are you doing? You are making God very angry. You are making God very angry. When you now struggle again and it didn't work, you add 2 more days to the 5 days. It becomes how many now? You will fall again. You know why? You have not learned the lesson that is being taught. There is no utter abandonment yet. You still think that there is something good in you. God has not gotten to the point where you are really, really defeated. Because, are you getting the point? There is the pride of the man in self, in Adam, that gets to tell him that there is a way to handle things, and then he can be presentable, he can be there. And I mean, you can handle spiritual things. I hope nobody is touching my mic. Are you getting what I'm saying? So in some cases where you need to cry out that you are a mess, you will rather add 3 days fasting for yourself. What you need first is to cry that you are a mess. In the cases where you need help, what you need, I'm telling you, you know why I'm telling you people this thing? I'm telling you the background of my own prayer life. That's why you can't fail. You need to know everything I know. Don't know half. What did I say? Don't learn half, because Satan will hit you from this way, hit you from this way. If he hits you from this way, many times it doesn't work. It will not work on you, people, but the other way. And when he hits you the other way, you lean on your sufficiency. You will not say it with your mind. You can even be saying, Lord, I depend on you. You don't depend on him. If you are with me so far, say amen. Amen. You will see. Therefore, by the deeds of the Lord, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight. For by the law is the knowledge of what? Sin. So this is one of the purposes of the law. I will show you many of them. Next verse. But now the righteousness of God without the law is what? Manifested. That means there are two locations where the matter of righteousness was discussed. Huh? Within the law and outside the law. And outside the law is actually in faith. It's actually grace. Is that okay? We will get there. Being witnessed by the law and the prophets. Next verse. Even the righteousness of God, which is by what? Please respond. Even the righteousness of God, which is by what?
Faith.
Thank you. Faith of Jesus Christ unto all and upon all that believe, for there is no difference. Next verse. Let's read verse 23 together. One, two, ready, go. Again. Again. Next verse. Being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Listen. There is one thing that can rob you of your labors in the spirit. It is for you to ignore the fact that there is, first of all, no demand from you to do anything, to deserve anything in God. You will have to have it as a fundamental revelation. When you are on the fourth day of your fasting and you are feeling as if you are now doing the things you have not done before, let it occur to you. If you are struggling with it, say it with your mouth. If I finish this fasting, you didn't do anything, I'm okay. Your love is enough for me. Your grace is enough for me. You see, because the law imparts to a man spiritually an entitlement mentality. And that is one of the challenges. That is one of the leaven of the Pharisees. The leaven of the Pharisees can be touted as a spiritual pride. A pride that stems up from their capacity to engage spiritual activities or do spiritual things that other people cannot do, counting it as a basis for them to move ahead of others. So I should be better than you because you pray 2 hours and I pray 3 hours. Are you getting the point? Are you following me? Listen, this is, you know why we are teaching this? What we are teaching is a subconscious content. Because there are other things we will learn. As you are learning it, you are testing it by this content. Okay? So that's why, for example, some people tell me that they want to fast for 3 days. Maybe I've done it to you. I will ask you, why do you want to fast? Have I ever done that to you? The why is not to stop you. The why is that sometimes when people tell you the reason, you will know it's not a reason. Is an adventure to prove a point. I've seen sisters that maybe 1, 2, 3, 4 people are fasting, and they also told me that they want to fast, so that it will not look like others are fasting and is not fasting, and they have known you as the spiritual person in the house. So you have to fast to prove a point. So that, are you hearing me? Oh,
yes, sir.
Okay, let me stop. I've angered you people.
That's what God wants to do. He wants to put you on the mud. You know what it means? You. He wants to put you on the mud and exalt Jesus. That's the only way God can prosper in our heart. I pray it all the time. Put me on the mud, but let your grace increase in my life. Don't pray it. Because God might take even a literal circumstantial occasion to humiliate you. I've been humiliated. But one thing was certain. The humiliation was never in vain. Because I saw much, much more grace manifested in my life. Are you following me now? Are you following me? This teaching test, it stands as a test. This one I want to do now. Why? Why am I doing it? That thing in itself is not wrong. Eh? But the hand of the flesh, of self, cannot handle it. And that's what Satan knows you don't know. All these things are judged in your heart and subconscious. Are you getting the point? That is where it is tested as passed. And that is where it is tested as failed. And if you now fail the test of the inner man, the rest is a waste. So people will come and say, Kai, this guy, Kai, he can pray. Thank God, me too, I can pray. So I can tell you some things and you need to hear me. Hey, Jasper, I don't say you don't show prayer. Since 2015. I don't say you don't show prayer. Your labors in prayer will finally count as much as you think. Not just because of the passage of time, but because of your grip of the gospel of grace. That's how it's going to work. I'm not saying you should stop prayer. You should pray more. But downside in the foundation, you are like a man crying out for help in such a way that my prayer of 10 hours does not qualify me for something in God. But is crying out for God to at least consider me. Consider me. Consider me to stand. Even if you finally did not give me anything. Are you getting what I'm saying now? Consider me. Show me mercy. Consider me. Many people has been laid siege by Satan, bound and taken captive of, because they did not know this. So certain things happened in their life and they went and asked God, why me? With all the things that I did, what did you do? When you didn't do anything, did something not happen for you? How did you now forget? How did you now forget? And the reason why I'm saying this is that sometimes you are holding this, sometimes you lose it. Is that not true? We must remind ourselves. You know why? We are entering into seasons of increased labor. Increased labor. So it has to stay in our heart. Why do we do what we do? Are you getting the point? Satan can steal a man's labor by convincing him that he deserves something because of it. In Christ, it is not just your salvation that is on the basis of grace. Even the literal walk that you have with God. So after me from today, I will stop proving point to anybody. You will pray more, you will fast more, you will study more. You even add more hours, but not to prove point to anybody. And that is why anytime we speak about spiritual things, we cannot be correct until we present our relationship with God as the basis of engaging. Any other basis can never be a full answer. We can pray because of this. We can do this fast, study the word. Study the word because you need to grow. Study the word because you need to grow. Bro, study the word because you love God, you love the word. Study the word because God commanded it. Is that okay? Is that okay? Study the word so that study to show yourself approved of God.
a workman.
Finish it. Bro, it has happened to you. You have studied before and you were ashamed. Except you have not. I have studied, tear everything. I was just moving. When I finished arranging my teaching, just 10 minutes to it, I looked at my note and became confused. How many of you, it has happened to you before? If you like, don't raise your hand and receive mercy. Has it not happened to you? May you receive grace in Jesus' name. I thought the Bible says study to show yourself what approved of God. I was just diving into books. I read this one. Bro, I listened to 7 messages, listening to this. As I was listening, I said, this is not the study. This is just appetizer. I was just preparing, moving. When I finished, I just did some word study, went through the scripture, every single text that spoke about it. I went through it, analyzed it, kept. I went through supporting, I went through correspondence. If I study this word, it shows me another one. I study the ones related to it. Oh, Jesus. As I was speaking, I was writing, and the thing I was like, prepared the message. Bed banks like this, so it's not a big meeting. But this bed banks is a very, very big meeting in the spirit. You can actually flow. You never notice them. You can flow every until you now stand on this pool. You'll be looking for yourself. Looking for the things that you know. Where is Rabbi? Come and sit here so that I'll be seeing you. You will look for the things that thou knowest. And you not see it. You know why? As you are moving, you forgot to lean on God. Satan is smarter than you. Just that small thing. You can finish your teaching and it will come back again. To show you that there is a thread that holds everything together in the spirit. Just when you finish, you just start remembering. Are you with me? But at that moment, it looks as if you'll be searching for, you'll be reading your scripture to find yourself. You can't find yourself. You'll be turning everywhere, reading. In fact, when you were preparing for the teaching, the thing was flowing. You say, when I move here, I now release this utterance and tell them to sing for me. And then... they'll be watching you from heaven. Say, look at this small boy. The plan, you will just be perfecting your plan. If I try it, it doesn't work. I will do that thing I saw Papa do in that meeting. I will groan, and then the atmosphere will charge and open. You groan, then they watch you. You don't know, say Satan, God, angel, Holy Spirit, everybody is also aware of your. I will just tell you people, let's pray for the next 1 minute. I'll remove my mic and say, Baba God, you don't. I forgot. I'm your boy. Show me mercy. Show me mercy. The sufficiency is not of us, it's of God. And we must keep reminding ourselves of it. It's not that you used to know it 5 years ago. No. It has to stay in your mind the last time you engaged. That is why we repeat the teachings, so that we build up our consciousness. Because there are days in our walk with God that we engage. We will not need to literally be saying it. But our consciousness in the matter has been built up enough that naturally, every of our spiritual action and engagement stems from there. Your consciousness has calibrated everything that you do. And your consciousness is filled with the knowledge of the fact
that the sufficiency is not of you, but of God. Amen? Amen.
Being justified freely by grace through the redemption that is where? That is where? Whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are what? Past. Through the forbearance of God. To declare, I say, at this time his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him which believeth in who? Verse 27. Let's read verse 27 together. One, two, ready, go.
Where is the boast?
Wait. Underline it. Where is what?
The boasting there.
Where is it? Let's search for this boasting. Where is the boasting there? Where is the boast? Can somebody help us to find the boast? Have you located the point through which we can boast? Alainka. Where is the boasting then? It is what? Excluded. By what law? Of works? Nay, but by the law of what? Faith. Where is the boast? How was boasting excluded? It looks as if it is fundamentally important that boasting should be excluded. And you need to know why. Because verse 23 that we read, is that not true? Show us verse 23 to remind us quickly, 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 my sister. And let's read it together. One, two, ready, go. For all have sinned. That means boasting is excluded. Are you getting the point? Then how is boasting excluded? If we say it is by works of the law, then that cannot be possible. We will have to bring in a new thing that will properly exclude boasting. So that in its fundamental nature of working, there is no inclusion of ourselves in it. Our ability in it, our works in it. So first of all, are you getting what I'm saying? Part of the reason why God brought in grace is to exclude boasting. Part of the reason why he brought in grace is to what? Exclude boasting. Why is it important for God to exclude boasting? When man fell, man did not just sin and lost glory. He actually fell to where? To himself. What is self? The old man. What is the old man? The nature of Satan. Are you getting the anger of God? So, it is not the good things you are doing. God is angry that the nature of Satan is trying to do good. But there is no good in Satan. That's his anger. So, he needs to exclude entirely anything coming from that fountain. So, how can we exclude everything coming from that fountain, allowing you to do something? If we allow you to do something as of yourself, it means that we have not, as of yet, properly excluded any form of boasting. For we to properly exclude boasting, we have to introduce a phenomenon, something that has nothing traced to humanity, traced to anything that is us, traced to the earth. The heavens themselves must govern and rule. They must be the one that will bring the initiative. Are you seeing it now? That's the only way boast can go. When man sinned, God looked at man and saw that we have taken up the pride of Satan. Are you seeing it? That pride translated spiritually, such that even the ones when God demanded, but because God is the judge, when he demanded of men to do something about what they owe him, men stepped out. Some of them stepped out and offered sacrifice. Some of them stepped out and offered themselves. They offered deeds and works. When God looked at it, he said, it's not what you are doing, it is where it is coming from. If I accept this, Satan in his nature, in that fallen man, will boast, what is all the trouble that God is making if we can still meet up in this our state with his demand? So God need to exclude the fact that there is something, that is anything fallen that can meet up with his expectation. So he now asks a question. Paul. No. 27. He said, where is the boasting then? It is excluded. That is certain. Is he okay? He said, by what law? We need to examine. Are you getting the point? How was boasting excluded? There is nothing that can properly exclude boasting that is on earth. That's what I'm trying to say. Because if you leave it on earth, it becomes comparative. It becomes you can do better than me, you I can do better than you. It is now left again to the powers of the fallen man. The same man, the same fallen nature that stood directly against God, dared him. You know what Satan did? You shall not surely die. That God knows that you shall not surely die. That in the day you eat of this fruit, you shall know things like the gods. Are you seeing it? That same knowledge is what is operating, telling man that he can lay hold and do something good before God and is accepted. When God looks in, he looks beyond the deeds and sees the nature. He doesn't just reject it. He gets very angry. He says, so Satan is still marauding. So the anger of God is beyond the works. Is the fact that Satan caught us in our nature. Are you seeing it now? Every other action from that moment, good or bad, cannot exclude boasting. Because it is still that old serpent in his nature, operating even to do good things. I'm telling you. So unbelievers now, instead of them changing and submitting to Jesus, do you know that they pray now and fast? The old serpent. We have in our generation now several people that does not want to recognize their need of God and abandon their ways in evil, but they are not saying that spiritual activities cannot be done. If you ask them, they will say, me too, I pray. Is that what we are asking you? We want to exclude boasting first. If you ask them, you say, me too, I fast. An average unbeliever you see on the street has even attended carnivals, attended religious gatherings. We need to question the amount of Christians we have in Nigeria. Because many of them is boasting. Boast has not been excluded. I mean including the people that speak about grace. The reason why they speak about grace is its allowance for lasciviousness, not because they actually understood it. Them themselves has not been excluded. See, this exclusion is not just works that it excludes. It excludes you. So we need to cut off the works of the flesh and then cut off the old nature entirely. By the time we are through, there is nothing, both works and nature, none of them will remain. It must be what? Excluded. What we can only find is righteousness and grace. Righteousness being the new nature, grace being the means through which works is now done. If you are with me so far, say amen. The foundation of my learning prayer is learning the grace of God. Oh, my brother, I struggle. And if there is any kind of maybe weakness or sin that you are passing through, majorly, if you have prayed and fasted and done all those things and is still persisting, you have an insufficient revelation of the grace of God. And God will not do anything. Go back again and tell him I can't help myself. There must be a grace in this. There must be a grace. Satan knows that is he not the one that generated the old nature? He can fight you there and defeat you. So he wants to keep you there. He wants to stay on that ground where he is strong. Take the ground away. Put him on God's ground. He will not even be able to stand. Okay? Why are you afraid of putting it on God's ground? Your ground is not working. Are you getting what I'm saying? Many times we are afraid. Why are you afraid? Your own ground is not even working. So we need to move it. Your fear is already taken away. Because whether it's on your ground or on God's ground, it is still not in your hands. If it's on your ground, Satan is in charge. Is it not true? If it's on God's ground, who is in charge? So it's better it's on God's ground. Even if we will not be able to predict what God is going to demand or how God is going to lead us. If you're with me so far, say amen.
Amen.
My time is running like aeroplane. Where is the boasting? By what law of works? Say no. He said, but by the law of what?
Faith.
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 Next verse. Therefore, we conclude. This is a thesis. Go on, study this thing as an academic dissertation. You will see that it's a masterpiece. So he has been building his argument from chapter 1 to chapter 3. When he came to, because chapter 1 to chapter 3 is a part. The book of Romans is actually divided into three parts. Chapter 1 to chapter 3, chapter 4 to chapter 7, and all that. So this is my point. He said, therefore we conclude that a man is justified by what? Faith. Without excluding. I want to use the word excluding. This is what I'm meaning by that. Listen. People don't have issues with trusting God per se. But they have issues with totally trusting Him. A good believer, a normal believer, doesn't really have issue with trusting God per se. He has issue with totally leaving it to his hands. He looks careless. He looks careless that in some situation God will tell you, don't do anything. Don't do anything. You just be wondering, how can I not do anything? There are several situations God will tell you, don't do anything. And I'm not saying a result might come, but it's trying to test your heart whether you can fully trust Him. Your training in trusting God will materialize into many other things. God needs to test you on your limit, to exclude you. We need to exclude you. I'm telling you. There are two things to be excluded. The works that you generate from yourself, and even you. You yourself needs to be what? Excluded. Should I tell you? Many of the initial labors of our work with God is for us to be excluded. In fact, what many people call the cross is actually our exclusion from the whole equation. Okay? Many times people talk about the cross, and when they talk about the cross, they just stop at the works that the cross deal with. The cross actually specifically wants to deal with you. Not deal with you. Are you getting the point? We are only considering bad things. You know, maybe the cross dealt with me and God dealt with me in that season I suffered. That's not just that. Don't stay there. That's not all. The cross excludes your opinion. The cross excludes your mindset. It excludes any kind of contribution that you want to make. Should I add the last one? It excludes you yourself. If you still see yourself in the picture, the cross has not worked. As I'm speaking, you have to be trusting the Holy Spirit to bring it to your consciousness. You see, That's why at the end we are going to pray. Because even if we teach this thing for the next 100 days, there are aspects of this teaching that is purely organic. Are you getting what I'm saying? Yes, it is a practical class. It's an experimental class. It's not a class that I teach you say, I know it now. I know. Everybody that said, I know it now. Everybody that I say, I know it now, mostly doesn't know it. Because it's an ever-increasing practical class. Are you getting what I'm saying? Therefore, we conclude that a man is justified by faith without excluding. Say after me, excluding. This is what he's trying to say. If you think you are worthy to be called and used by God, that has excluded you. Eh? If you think you are not worthy, it is an inclusion. Not you are not worthy in the sense of, in a carnal sense, in a spiritual sense. You know, I'm trying to make sure everything is straightforward, because Satan can still handle the fire. Say, I can't do it. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that maybe God use you. Ask yourself, me like this. Since when did God start using me like this? I used to tell God that. In fact, I say it often. I say it often. I say, God, I know myself. I said it today again. In fact, I said it this evening. If you come and greet me well, honor me, I don't receive that honor. In my heart, I don't receive it. It's not as if it's bad. I receive it like, I receive it so that you'll be blessed. But I don't receive it in my heart. You know why? I'm asking myself, on what basis should my fellow human being honor me? I want to know that human being that has the answer. That's why I don't really like, I'm not given to the teaching on honor. It's a very powerful thing if you want to receive from somebody. But for you that they are honoring is not good for you at all. It is only good for the people doing it. But you, is not good for you. You know how spiritual things work. I learned it early. Everybody has what is good for them. So we cannot come and say, don't teach about honor. It will cut people off from benefiting. Then, if we teach it, it is also dealing with people that is taking the glory of God. Huh? So if you are a man of God, be careful about teaching honor. You don't deserve one honor. There is no man that deserves honor. It's Jesus that placed honor on us. You must be careful to make sure that you find a way to, in your secret, channel that honor properly. So I tell God, this thing these people are saying, they don't mean it. If they mean it, it's between me and you. You know me. I'm telling you, you know me. Remove me. And me, I can be dramatic. I can be dramatic in my secret place of prayer. I can be dramatic. Like I can tell God, remove me. Oh. Like I will move physically. I say, remove me. I'm not there. And the way I talk with you, that's the way I talk. I tell him, remove me. Oh. See this now. I don't know what they are doing. I'm telling you, I don't. My hand is not there. You know me now. I remind him, 1, 2, 3. I will start crying. You know the way I know. God. Have you worked with God, small? He will not tell you what is important, but he expects it from you. That's how a father behaves. Because he will feel that he manipulated you, a good father. But when you do it, the way he responds will tell you, Kai. Then you now learn, if you are a son, that this is a path to follow. Are you getting what I'm saying? So when I do it, after some time, looks as if somebody will quietly tap me. So that means I was actually expected to do that. No book taught me. I can't even see it straightforward in the scripture. The reason why I'm saying is organic is because you need to learn a lesson in your subconscious. So that as you are moving with the Holy Spirit, there are junctions. Small. The thing is in your heart, powering you. But there are small issues in your life that you didn't know when you took the glory. You didn't know when you attributed it to your capacity in yourself. Just very small. It's not all the time. Are you with me? Should I continue? Now, serious thing I tell you. Once you attribute it, watch yourself in 3 months' time. You will start dropping. You start struggling with things that you have left. See, there is no spiritual attack that is strong enough to touch your secret place. Like, touch it consistently. There is none. It can touch physical things. I understand that. I was discussing it with someone today, pastor today. It's not strong enough. You have struggled. You have seen things. But one thing that did not happen to you is to lose your... Are you getting it? That one is life. Anytime a man starts struggling spiritually with, that means he has included himself again. He has included... Meanwhile, in the matter of God's righteousness, in the matter of grace, in the matter of faith, you are totally what? Excluded. Shall I tell me, Lord? Exclude me. Do you know there is a way you minister like this? 17 people will come to your inbox and say, Mama, you bless me so much. Without you, I will die. Huh? You will say, glory to God is God. Glory to God. It's not about us, it's about the one in heaven. As you are saying that, they will check your word in heaven and see that your words is the opposite. Have you? You went to primary school now. Words are opposite. How many of you remember words are opposite? You have said many things that you meant the opposite. Unfortunately, you don't know who you are standing before. Huh? Hakodesh. The Holy One. If you stand before him, nothing can hide. Sometimes your glory to God means we try you. Before men, he can serve, but before God, you included yourself. And that time you included yourself, you excluded grace. Are you getting the point now? It's only a matter of time you start struggling. But I noticed that many times the mercy of God covers for us. Because before, especially in a certain kind of environment, before, if you truly are conscious of the work of the Holy Spirit within you, before the day will pass, God will set up a circumstance that will make you to cry out. But you ignored it. That circumstance, you will sense, there is a way you get angry or talk or eat the way you... What's happening? You try to check yourself. Has it not happened to you? You try to gather yourself. What is waiting? Your eyes still went. And you try to remove it with power from that damn thing. It looked. Huh? Bro, you have looked without license. What do you have to say? You know why I came here? All of you are holy men. But you have looked without license. Eh? If you want, I will call them including. You have looked without license. You have looked. Your training, your willpower will now enter. You speak in tongues. I'm telling you, see, I didn't get here by luck. You know, sometimes when you think some things are so hard, I go just laugh. God will not believe that thing you are saying, because there is somebody standing before you that must have passed something related to what you passed through and survived. Sometimes you speak in tongues. When you finish speaking in tongues, the breeze will bring it again. This time around, it has left the physical realm and entered into the mind realm. That's even a more dangerous thing. And you'll be waiting. There is this roadblock you have now. When some things want to come, you use it, wave it away, wave it away. Is it not true? But there are days things came, you were waving it, it refused to go. Is it not true? You wave it, wave it, wave it, wave it, wave it. Thing was just coming like this. You are waving it, it was coming. I'm telling you. You were waving it, it refused to go. You spoke in tongues, declared the fasting already. Huh? Bro, he stood before you, he was touching you. He said, I am one with you, we are one. After me, help me, Jesus. Say after me, Lord. I need help more than anybody on earth. Say after me, Lord.
Lord,
I mean this prayer from my heart.
Say
after me,
Lord.
Even if I don't mean it enough,
help me to mean it.
Sometimes I don't even trust. Maybe I'll be saying, Lord, I mean it. And they check. And I don't mean it. I beg, help me. Just help me. Because sometimes you think you got it correct. They check, it's not correct. So I just leave everything in his hands. Say, God, I beg. In case this way I cried, this my cry did not mean what it should mean. Eh? Convert it. You will not labor in vain.
Amen.
You will not labor in vain.
Amen.
You will not labor in vain.
Amen.
Therefore, we conclude. Today is the last day of Bethpank, so we also conclude. I'm not sure we can't make it tomorrow. I just remembered something. I forgot. I think it's God that reminded me. You know, it's a personal thing, so. The bull! How is this your eye? Be like you like the thing where they took you for that eye. That a man is justified by faith without what? The deeds of the law. If you add any small portion, the person can no more be. Like, you know, many times when we read this, what we think is that, okay, the man can, there are some, is in fact, the case in many cases, it is a matter of, let's assume this is the law. This is grace. The Cameroonians, this is, Lord, this is grace. 100%, 100%. Are you getting the point? Many times when we say excluded, what we are thinking about, there is another third option. 100% grace, 100% law. That's what we think. Do you know the real situation many times? Huh? 70% grace. 30% law. 50% grace, 50% law. 30% grace, 70%. It will be very hard for you to find somebody that totally
does not accept a measure of grace yet. What the Lord said is that for we to qualify, we have to exclude entirely, completely. It is at any junction, any point, that there is a complete exclusion. That is when God steps in. We conclude. So many times there is exclusion, but it's not yet complete. So God cannot step in. Next verse. Is he the God of the Jews only? Is he not also of the Gentiles? Yes, of the Gentiles. What? Also. Next verse. Seeing it is one God, we shall justify the circumcision by faith and the uncircumcision, what? Through faith. So whether it's circumcision or uncircumcision, it doesn't matter. Next verse. Do we then make void the law through faith? What did he say? He said, yea, we what? Establish the law. Why? Simple, straightforward. When a man believes in Christ, he is actually saying that the law is valid. Why? Because Christ is the fulfillment of the law. So God is trying to say, instead of you trying to attempt to fulfill the law, believe in the one that has fulfilled it. Because you cannot. Your attempt to fulfill the law will offend me even more than the fact that you have a need. Because that will be the flesh and self and the old man trying to prove himself worthy. Are you getting the point now? I think that is in the book of Romans chapter 10. So Christ is the fulfillment of the law. Show me Romans chapter 10. Jesus help me. Thank you. Let's read this verse 4 together. 1, 2, ready, go. Let's read it again. For Christ is the fullness, the end of the requirements. I want to use, the law is beyond the requirements, but I want to use the requirements now. So everything that will ever be required of a man to meet up to righteousness, Christ is the end of it. So in Christ, every single requirement that will ever be made on you was fulfilled. So when Paul made that statement in chapter 3, verse 31, he is trying to say, show me quickly 3:31, so that... Do we then make void the law through faith? That's not our agenda. The matter is not even about the law. The matter is about you. Are you seeing the point? It's about us. Because in another place in the scripture, the Bible said that the law is holy. Huh? He said, God forbid, yea, we are even establishing the fact that the law is something that must be kept. But not you keeping it. The law is something that must be fulfilled, but not by you. The requirements is something that has to be met, but you can't be able to do it. Are you getting the point? So we are, if Christ actually came and fulfilled the law, it means that the law must be fulfilled. It means that the law is actually a holy thing. It means that the law is a requirement. Are you getting the point? But Christ came and fulfilled it. And by the principle of identification, we were identified in him. We were in him when he was fulfilling the demands of the law. Are you getting the point? So everyone that now believes have in Christ fulfilled the demands of the law. So we are not saying that the law should not be kept. It is that it is already kept. Every other attempt to keep the law outside of Christ is an affront on God. As a matter of fact, in another portion of the scripture, the Bible is trying to say there that if righteousness can come by the law, then there is no need to have Christ.
it means that the appearance of Christ is in vain. Are you getting the point now? If righteousness can come by the law, like by you being able to keep to the demands of God, it means there is no need Christ appearing. But because Christ appeared in the first place, because we are not able. So him fulfilled it. That means it has been fulfilled. Is that okay? We now believe in him. So in our faith, we fulfilled it. Where? In him. Thank you. If you are with me so far, say amen.
Yes.
Are you blessed?
Yes, sir.
Galatians chapter 3. I've not even touched my teaching. I'm still starting. Maybe I will teach you people till 12 in the night. These married women will know. Let's read verse 1 together. 1, 2, ready, go. Now, listen. Okay, let's finish reading. 1, 2, ready, go. Next verse. Enough. We are going to continue reading. First thing we need to establish, Olainka, is this. Paul is speaking to the Galatian church, to believers. Am I correct? Show me verse 1. Oh, foolish Galatians, who has allowed witchcraft in your midst? Let me tell you how witchcraft operates in this context. Are you getting the point? If there is a sister in your midst that mounts pressure on you to prove point spiritually, not because God is requiring of you to behave in that way. And sometimes, are you hearing what I'm saying? Sometimes it looks as if God is leading you on a different path. The person can even use words and even some scriptures to manipulate you into it. That is witchcraft. None of those labors will yield any spiritual fruit. Not one. Should I tell you? It is common in the church many times. And it is witchcraft. It's even possible that you too, you have bewitched somebody before. You will need to repent. You know why you need to repent? Because you know how spiritual things work. For you to do that, it means that is the opinion that you too is holding. It means that you are most likely not making progress. These are the things that can lock people. I'm telling you why you can stay around a spiritual environment like this. Stay around a mantle and anointing like this and not become much. It is because either witchcraft locked you in, or because you yourself operated witchcraft. So according to Paul in the book of Galatians, what is witchcraft? Can we explain it a little further? Oh, foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you that ye should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ has been evidently set forth, crucified what? Among you. Next verse. Let's read this verse 2 again. 1, 2, ready, go. I want to know. Receive. Which point are you trying to prove now? Because they met the Galatian church and told them that your walk with God is not complete because you need to be circumcised. I hope you know that. So they are now bringing all those former demands that they had in the law as a basis of meeting up spiritually. Are you getting what I'm saying now? All of us must stay spiritual and stay in the spirit. We must stay spiritual and stay what? In the spirit.
We must stay spiritual and stay where? In the spirit. Very important. There is no point to prove. Spiritual labor is the kingdom cannot move without it. But we have to understand first that it's not an adventure to prove any point. This is a consciousness that we need to have. Are you getting the point? There's no point to prove. Whether it is on this side or on the other side, we were discussing in morning Bible study the other day. There is no point to prove. Now, my point in saying that there is no point to prove is that we can waste our labors trying to prove a point that is unnecessary. Because the question is asking them is, when you received the Holy Ghost, what did you do? What were you doing? In fact, many people that fasted for 21 days to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost never received it. It is rare. Are you with me? It is rare to find somebody that told you, I've been fasting since 2 years. A brother met me and said, I've been fasting for years to receive the Holy Ghost baptism and all that, but I've not received. The way he's talking, you will see that he's saying that based on my fast, based on my prayer, based on my works, I should have the Holy Ghost. But the Holy Spirit is a free gift. And because of that, God is willing to use 10 years to teach you a lesson. Something as simple as receiving the Holy Spirit. And he will make sure that all the benefits of being baptized in the Holy Spirit is shut out from you. You must learn the lesson. It's a must. You must learn it. You know why you need to learn it? It will affect every other aspect of your walk with God. Especially if you are coming from certain of denominations in Christendom. It will be hard for you to accept what I'm saying. Are you getting it? If you have done penance before, it will be very hard for you to accept what I'm telling you now. Because all the time, you'll be thinking yourself, there is this thing somewhere in your mind that compares you with other people. You feel better in yourself when you are able to... Are you hearing what I'm saying? You feel better when you are able to do better than others. That is mostly your reward when you engage spiritually. There are people, they are rewarded. Heaven has been rewarding them heavily. You know how heaven rewards them? With the appraisal of their fellow people. Come and tell you, can you leave this? I reject all of them if it's not helping me move forward. I've warned you, I've said it in many ways. I don't want to accept when people come and tell you, you can pray, you are a prayer machine. Things with you. You have received your reward. Now, are you with me? The same prayer can take you into dimensions. Especially you. I'm more just for that guy. That guy in a real prayer can... Kai. And sometimes, it has happened to you. There is a way you finish leading prayer like this. Kai. Even after you are feeling yourself. Boy, you feel yourself, boy. And not anywhere in the share. As you can, I don't know one way. One angel will ask, what of that power we want to give him? He doesn't need it. He has collected the one he desires. Because the Bible said, when you pray whatsoever you desire, your actual desire is the praise and approval of men. I say, including my own approval. Including my own. It's not what you should be looking for. I try my best in God, and I rarely make mistake, and I don't approve people in the flesh. But even that, I don't do that. In fact, if you don't get it, I will be the first to lambast you and ask, what did you do? Is that okay? All these things happen many times without
any word being spoken.
That's why we are teaching this. We can't look at your face and know. We can't.
The more you are well behaved physically, the more you are susceptible to succumbing to your capacity to merit things in the spirit. The word is merit. It is not as if you are not supposed to labor, but that does not grant you merit. The only man that merits anything in God is Christ. We must stand on his ground to enter. So when we labor hard, we are laboring hard so that we can bring ourselves in alignment to the ground of Christ. When you step out of it, in fact, many times God will push us to stand on the ground of Christ so that he can reward us of our labors of the last 5 years. He's still hanging in the spirit.
Say after me, Lord, help me. I didn't hear you. Say after me, Lord.
Help your boy.
Help me, help me, help me, help me, help me, Jesus. Help me. Help me, Jesus. Help me. Help me, Jesus. 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 Listen. Should I tell you something you probably have not heard me say many times? I started walking in power when I understood grace. Not when I fasted. Not when I prayed. When I understood grace. I thank God for his mercy. He did not stop me from fasting and praying, because I found out how labors and grace coexist in Christ. I found out how the two of them intersect. An average person normally stops one or goes down in one in the other. But it looks as if they are Siamese twins, two sides of the same coin. Looks as if it's grace and truth. One is validated by the other. There is a way you labor. It will be an approval to a special grace on your life. Is that not true? Received ye the Spirit by the works of the law, or by the hearing of what? Faith. Next verse. Are ye what? I didn't hear you people now. Are ye what?
So
again?
Are ye so foolish?
This is the major thing about this part of the scripture. Having begun where? In this. Is something that all of us should be afraid of. It means that this man now didn't start like this. He started off correctly in the spirit, but somewhere along the line he descended. Now this might be a one event. This might be a series of events. It can be in a moment. It can be a series of events. But what is important is that there is a possibility to begin in the spirit and what? There is a possibility to what? Begin in the spirit and what? It's a serious thing for us to consider. Next verse. Have ye suffered so many things in vain? If it be yet what in vain? Let me explain contextually what Paul is trying to say. You see, it was a serious thing for a Gentile to receive the gospel. Because the Jews assumed, it's not they assumed, they is said of them. Even Jesus said it by himself in the book of John chapter 4.
that the oracles is their own, the covenant is their own. In fact, the apostles wrongly assumed that the gospel should not be preached beyond the Jews, so that even when they scattered, the Bible said they went to nations preaching only to Jews. Still, they want only them and their country to go to heaven. So God have to raise Paul. So Paul preached to them, they got born again and started walking in their liberty in Christ. Are you getting the point? Then they met some Jews and they taught them and said, Kai, you should not do like this, should not do that. Stop doing like this. Order your distance. Don't do like this. Suddenly this, it looks as if they were chained. You now ask them a question. Who bewitched yourself? Who spied out your liberty? Are you getting what I'm saying? Why did you suffer in the first place? Because, are you getting the point? The suffering in the gospel for the Gentile is already removed if he accepted the demands of the law. Are you getting the point? The persecution in it is that he refuses to be validated by natural demands. Are you getting the point? So if you now, you stood that time and you were born again, and they said, these people that were born again, you people that are like this, maybe, are you getting the point? Maybe, let me use our example. These people that pray like this. I saw where somebody said that we pray like zombies. So these people that pray like zombies, and then as the days we are going on, we have suffered the persecution and entered into the liberty of grace. Are you getting the point? Then a gospel will now appear. And then when the gospel appears, we are now preached back into entering into a place where our liberty is spied out. You now ask the question, how did you start? What is happening in your midst? Who engineered it? What did you contribute? I did not contribute anything. I was just following Jesus and found myself here. So he's not asking you a question. After suffering persecution for your liberty, how is it that you saw men from Jerusalem and they preached and you want to be bound back again? Who bewitched you? Are you seeing it now? He said that means you suffered in vain. If you finally went back to the same thing that your initial liberty separated you from. Are you getting where I'm going? Next verse. He therefore that ministered to you the Spirit and worketh miracles among you, doeth he it by the works of the law, or by what? The hearing of. He said he wants to know that the person that raised the dead, was he able to raise the dead because he fasted for 7 days? He said no, because you can fast for 7 days without being born again. The difference must be that Christ is in your heart. Am I correct? If that is the reason why something happens, we should not lose focus of it. Okay? Anytime a man engages this, it must be to maximize the activities of the Christ within him. It is a conscious thing. It's a consciousness. If you still take my teachings as a method, you will still fail. Are you getting where I'm going? What we are basically building is a consciousness and a conviction, not a method. Sometimes when you teach people this, teach, they build out a method out of it, and then when the Holy Spirit wants to lead them organically, they are now stuck in a method. They will now say, okay, now he said that I should not receive honor. That's a method thing you are going for. The Holy Ghost is not leading you. The believer must learn how to receive teachings in his subconscious and then work with the Holy Spirit to lead him specifically, without which you cannot grow for yourself. You will keep being dependent on the opinion of somebody higher than you to lead you by the path. Are you getting the point? And as long as that happens, you will keep being a babe. You must know how to receive the word and truth in your subconscious and allow the Holy Spirit to interpret it organically in your context, in your season, and in demand. So that if I say somebody should not, for example, when somebody said, if you have not prayed for 10 hours, you are not like this. That is true. Are you getting the point now? But it is a truth that needs to be received in your subconscious to be interpreted within context. If you come and say it's not truth, you don't know how spiritual things work. Are you getting the point? It is truth, may not mean that God is telling you in the next minute to go and do 10 hours. Are you getting it? Or to go and do 7 hours. But he's telling you that a day will come, God will demand from you something substantial, that it is part of the civilization of the new life that is in Christ Jesus, to exercise your spirit for long. The day the Holy Spirit makes a demand on you, he can make a demand of even 15 hours. Is that okay? Next verse. Even as Abraham believed, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of what? So if you are not of faith, are you the child of Abraham? Next verse. And the scripture foreseeing that God... word together. If he had crafted this in a different way, it will not carry weight. I don't know, for me it would not have communicated. It's too organized. The thought is too profound. He said, and the scripture foreseeing that God will justify the heathen. Listen, not the Jews. The matter of the discussion with the Galatian church is that they are Gentiles. Say after me, Gentiles. Okay, so, and because they are Gentiles, there is only one way they can be included, by faith. Any other ground, even they did not receive the law. Are you following me? Even if you say, what Paul is fighting for is for the gospel to the Gentiles. If we ever stay on the law, it means that the whole Gentile nation is cut off, because they did not receive the law. Who received the law? The Jews. So it means that it is only the Jews that can be brought to God. And that is not God's plan. We are not talking about whether they will be able to meet up with God's righteousness or not. We are saying that the Gentiles did not even have the opportunity within the context of the law to be admitted to the righteousness of God, because it is only the Jews that the law was what? Given to. Are you getting the point? So, how then is the Gentiles included, since they did not receive the law? It must be by another means. So he said, and the scripture foreseeing that a day will come that God will justify the heathen, what? Through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall what? Listen, in the scripture, when you hear nations, it basically means Gentiles. So sometimes, especially, are you with me? Are you with me? If you hear Gentiles, many times you see a footnote. If you click it, it will write nations. So the scripture many times uses nations and Gentiles interchangeably. Is that okay? Yes, sir. So when God said you will be father of many nations, he is trying to say that Abraham is not just the father of the Jews, he is the father of the Gentiles too. Unfortunately, he has a direct link to the Gentiles, to the Jews, naturally. How can we now include the Gentiles, seeing that they are not related to him naturally? So God has to exclude natural basis. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Reduce a little. God has to exclude natural basis as a means of being accepted into the common world of God. Because if we use natural basis, it will be only the Jews that are qualified. Meanwhile, God has preached. You remember what I was teaching you people yesterday, what the gospel is. When God made an advance to the fathers and gave them a promise and they accepted and all that. You see, the Bible said, God foreseen and the scripture. Paul is. Aye! Because who would you say for sure now? If I'm the one, I will say God foresee, or I will call a prophet's name. He removed the name of the prophet that saw it and said, and the scripture foreseeing that God would justify the hidden through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all the nations what? Be blessed. Next verse. So then they which be of faith are blessed with what? Faithful Abraham. Whether Jews or what? Gentiles. Once you are of faith, you are blessed with faithful who? Abraham. Next verse. For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse. Everybody under the works of the law is under what? The curse. You know why? God brought the law specifically to. Okay, I will show you seven. Remind me, I need to show you the seven purposes of the law. God needed to reveal. Man attracted curse when he sinned. Eh? You see, the law reveals that curse. Genesis chapter 3. Is it not true? When God appeared, he began to reel out some things. Beyond what he read, there are things at work. What is important is that for the first time, sin introduced curse. Normally, Genesis chapter 1 and chapter 2 revealed from heaven the blessing of God upon humanity. Am I correct? When man sinned, what did sin do? It introduced curse. The law revealed that curse. Now, what you need to know is that the revelation of the curse is not what caused it to exist. Because according to the scripture in the book of Romans chapter 5, the consequences of the existence of the curse is already felt. When God said that man shall no more live, how many years that he will live? 120. It is the curse manifesting already. Are you getting the point? When man killed another fellow man, it is the curse what? Manifesting already. So the curse is already there. A lot of things happen, but we don't know the origin. Are you getting the point? We don't know the origin of the depravity of man. We thought that if we go to school, we behave better. We thought that the reason. Are you getting what the point? You know, when a man is greedy, if you are greedy, many times the most greedy people on earth are actually poor people. They will think that their condition is what made them greedy and do what they did. No, your condition is not what made you do what you do. It has always been in you. Are you getting it? The duty of the law is to reveal to you that thing that is in you that you are claiming is not there. Huh? So the law revealed the cause. As I will still show you, the law revealed the innate evil and wickedness that is in man. Man was thinking he's not that bad. It's not that bad. It's not that bad. The law revealed that there is nothing that can be taken from the house that the old man built. Hey, my time. I've not even gone anywhere. Not even gone anywhere. Let me just teach the one I can teach, and then we'll go. He said, for as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse, for it is written. Let's start getting the food ready so that we just move fast. For it is written, cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to what? Do them. Listen. Can I explain this to you? Can I explain it to you? Do you know that there are many laws in Nigerian constitution you are breaking? You know? An average person breaks one law at least per day. Per minute. I'm telling you. Everybody, they break law. Everybody. From top to ground. This is what is the law. This is what Paul is saying. Meanwhile, when we break that law, more often than not, some things are happening without your knowing. So one day, God appeared, and through Moses, he now brought a big book containing all the laws in the spirit. In fact, I don't know how many that Moses brought, but by the time it was reaching the Jews in the days of Jesus, it is about 770 something. It's still increasing. I know it has increased more than that till today. Are you getting the point? They now gave it to you. Go and keep. Where will you start? Even the man they gave the law broke it before. God is a humorous God. The man that received the law broke it first. That breaking of that law means two things. Number one, the best man to have been able to keep that thing was Moses. Is it not true? Even him broke it. It also tells us something. God is not expecting anybody to keep it. But he's expecting you to be aware. Because the revelation of the purpose of the law will make you to face where you should face. God needs you to face him and squarely. But if you refuse to face him squarely, he will allow the law to touch you small. To touch you small. For the law to what? Let me see if I can read out the seven purposes of the law, so that you just have it. I will just read it. I will not say anything. I'll just read it and then. Number one, the law is a schoolmaster. You have taught this many times, and that's why I want to start there. Is that okay? Agai na nuki fen ne kule. The law is your headmaster in school. Sometimes, did you want to go to school? Etu anse ne isi ganya. Bro. Sometimes you wake up in the morning, you don't want to go to school. I know many of you here. There was one time something happened to the community primary school in my village. They now brought it to the traditional rulers, the OB of the place. So it's quite close to our house. So we all manner of things happening there, we are aware. Those days, if you miss school, children of these days are enjoying. Once you miss school, they will gather and come to your house and bring in Kliko Engineer and put it on your head. What's that song they normally sing? See the way you are looking, Igbo man like you. You are looking as if we are speaking French. So they will put that thing on you and sing a song for you. Do you know some people hated to go to school until they entered the university and started doing well? Some of them started taking the academics serious when they knew that is the way out of poverty. As of that moment, you don't need motivation again. Is it not true? Something has occur to you that I need to make it? The way I'm looking at my family now, now the way out be this. Am I the only one that is in that shoes? The way I'm looking at you, the way you read your book. That time they used to tell you, read your book, oh, read your book, oh, read your book, oh. You even be playing football. If you like, don't read your book now. You will fail. Now, as of that moment, as of the point that a man takes responsibility, that taking of responsibility is being led into grace by faith. As of that time, the Lord has finished his work. And that is the initial work that the Lord did in the objective leading of men from the season of the law to the season of grace. But contextually, in our walk with God, there are several things that comes up in our life where we will need to be led to the grace that sponsors that thing. And many times we will have to face things that will hit us in such a way that we try every means, it's not working. And then if we properly see where we are being pointed to, we receive the grace. So show me, which scripture is that? Galatians chapter 3. Is this Galatians chapter 3 itself? Verse 24. Wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us what? Let's read it together. 1, 2, ready, go. So the law was our schoolmaster. What was the job of the schoolmaster? To bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith. One more verse. I read the next verse. 'Once we have been brought dead, if you go back there, see, this is the thing. You must understand the gospel enough to know when the Lord has finished his work. You get one of them. Sometimes there are some ministers of the gospel that God allows to handle the cane of the law sometimes intentionally. And in certain seasons of your life, he will allow them to flog you well. But if you remain there for long, you will not move anywhere in God. The purpose of being exposed to those flogging is so that you will find the location of the grace of God through faith. Once you have found it, there is no need going back there. So sometimes many of us found it and say, maybe you like the way it sounded, or maybe you didn't know that the purpose have been served. Number 2, to confirm every man in Adam guilty. Romans chapter 3 verse 19. Wherefore then serveth the law. Is it not true? This is a literal. He said, when we say wherefore the, madam, neko ki is your name. It will show me na nifem neku. Kefem ku. Nick is a name. Jesus Christ. Nda zocha. Zocha do homo. Azocha do homo. Azocha do homo. Where did you show me before? Show me. Is this what you showed me before? Show me. Am I? Okay, I will still need this, but it's in another one. You are correct. Jesus. It looks as if Romans chapter 3 and Galatians chapter 3 are partners. Now we know that whatsoever the Lord said, he said to them who are under what? The Why? That every mouth may be what? Stopped. Let's read the last part. That's why the law came. So that nobody will say, we tried. Now lie. Number what now? To reveal the knowledge or awareness of sin. Just the next verse. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight. Let's read the last phrase together. Can we read it again? One, two, go. We are in number what now? To reveal the anger or distaste of God against unrighteousness. Romans chapter 4, verse 15. For the law, what? Worketh rough. The law came intentionally to declare, to reveal God's displeasure. Like, you never know God was not happy with lying until he came and said, don't lie. Are you getting the point? You now lied. He now cut off your head. You now say, your small lie that I've been lying before and nothing happened. Now, I'm assuming that you are a participant of several dispensations and several ages. Are you with me? I'm assuming you were born in the days of Adam and lived to the days of Moses. So in the days of Adam, after the law was not yet given, so you lied. When you lied, nothing happened. Are you getting the point? Then one day God now appear and say, Baye, don't lie again. Maybe I'm the one. You now appeared in Cameroon and then you looked at something like this. You now did, according to the scripture, everybody did what they thought was good in their mind. You now looked at something the way you thought is good, you just did it. And I became aware. Now told me, I don't know. And I said, from today, if you want to do this, do this. If you don't do this. Are you following me now? The last one you did it, we just smiled and passed over it. You now did the second one. Then I'm brought. Then I'm brought one night. The way they caught you, you said, now, wow. This small thing that I did, you don't know anything. That thing has been paining God since. And he doesn't want to just tell you. He needs to show you. Because if he just told you, you just say sorry and go. But he needs to show you the evil you have been doing without knowing. And the consequence of such evil. He is very angry with it. It took the law to reveal it. Number what now? Yes. To multiply, to reveal or multiply the sinning ability of the flesh and the natural man. The natural man still thinks that it is good. God needed to show that the natural man can only sin and keep sinning. Shh.
Show me Romans 5:20. I hope I'm correct. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound, but where sin abounded, grace did much more what abound. What is important is that moreover, the law entered. Why? That offense. So God needed to show that there is a multiplicity of sin that you are not aware of. Your capacity to sin, you don't know it yet. How many of you know your capacity to sin? You are here, you know your, like, aside what you are in Christ, you actually know, like, before you are born again, you say, I can't do this. You are here, before you are born again, you still say it now, even before I was born, I have never done this since I was born, and I can't do things. Like, even before I got born again, I was not somebody that can lie. Raise your hand. You are here, and I don't hide. Huh? The law came so that he can reveal to you. You can lie. They have not really pushed you. Huh? I was watching one video after or just before the US election. And I saw a man. He came to was a panel where they are discussing some things, and he was making his point. So when he came to that panel, he said, I am saying that women should be allowed to be this one, and he was saying many, many things. And when he finished, as he was saying it, he was crying. He was really saying many things. When he got to some point, he said, now my wife has left me. So by the time he spoke to some point, and he now dawned on me that it was the katakata at home. Are you getting the point? This is not what the man would have done. Eh? But the pressure they mounted on him at home was so much that he revealed that him can do it. You can't tell lie. Wait till it involves your mother. As you are lying, you are pleading the blood of Jesus. God help us. So after me, Lord, help me.
We believe God's word came to you in accuracy and power. To connect to the ministry of God's servant, Apostle Edugu Dejiku, send us a message on WhatsApp via the number +234 813 007 4040. Or email at revivalhopglobal@gmail.com. To access transforming messages and partner with us, visit our website at www.revivalhopinternational.org. Follow us on all our social media platforms at Revival Hub International and on YouTube at Apostle Edugu Dejiku. God bless you.